Hello, Audioboo. Paul Ema here. What you're listening to, I don't know if you can hear that. That's Turbo Stream. He's coming from my telly, thanks to the magic of Chromecast and Pocket Casts on my Android. Yes, the magic of Audioboo comes to the telly. Just plug and play. Fantastic stuff. So yeah, Chromecast. I did joke to Phil, Daylight Gambler, that I'd do an unboxing. But unboxings are complete stupid and ridiculous. And don't know why anyone listens to or watches them. It's a box. Let's get rid of the box. Let's have a look at the real thing we're needing. And also B, it's about the size of a USB dongle. There's not much to it. It's an HDMI dongle. It's also got a power supply via USB as well. So one end goes in your TV via USB HDMI port. The other goes, if your TV's got a USB port, that goes back into the TV. But otherwise it supplies a cable and a connector to a plug, and that's it. And then basically you power it by your phone or your laptop, and it is fantastic and takes everything you can throw at it. Now Google has made the SDK public, something they've not done yet with Plus. There you can just throw. YouTube is the classic one they've shown already that does, but now BBC iPlayer's come out. And does it about the only thing you can't do is Silverlight videos such as Sky Go you can have in a tab, but it only displays a very small window preview, and what you're supposed to do is like go full screen and it'll go the full screen of your laptop. Now, when you do that with 4 on demand and stuff, that works in Chromecast and goes live and goes big full screen. And it's not the brilliant quality, but it's good enough. And Sky, because it uses Silverlight, that doesn't work apparently. But everything else works really well. You can cast your entire Chrome tab to it so you can display it. And also found an app called Dayframe, which was originally just an app that turned old tablets into like picture viewing frames, but also now works with Chromecast. Jumped on the market perfectly timed, probably. And you can view your photos, and you control it via your phone or your tablet. I'll come onto my tablet in a second. And show you photos to everyone, which is much better and much easier to do than showing everyone your phone and going around. You just like control it from your phone and show everything on the TV. I have to do a bit of curation on photos and stuff and be able to do it properly now. And tablet. For my birthday recently, I got a Nexus 7. And it is fantastic. It's brilliant. There is a small problem with it, though. I've got a dead pixel right in the middle. Thanks for my parents for buying for me that for my birthday. I'm not sure what to do with it. Is it a major issue? It's under extended warranty, so I could go and take it back and stuff. But apart from that, it is a beautiful device. I have trouble turning on and off because I'm used to Samsung devices these days who've got big buttons on the front, and this hasn't, and I keep going to press the big button on the front and there's nothing there. So it's a button around the side. The button is almost on the back, so if it's flat on the table you can't just turn it on. You have to sort of lift and press the switch. But I'll get used to that. It is a wonder device for doing all sorts of things. Anyway, that was... I'm not sure how I started this, because I started it in one room and paused it and came to the other one. Now, see, I've gone over 5 minutes, so I'll stop now. Goodbye!